This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And the electoral numbers in the 2012 voting suggest that Latino voters have a lot more confidence in the Obama administration on leading immigration reform. The president certainly thinks he has a constituency behind him.
I've said that fixing our broken immigration system is a top priority. I will introduce legislation in the first year to get that done. We have talked about it long enough. We know how we can fix it. We can do it in a comprehensive way that the American people support. That's something we should get done.
It's the president speaking over the weekend on Meet the Press. Yesterday, the Obama administration announced a new rule for undocumented immigrants who are immediate relatives of American citizens, a change that could affect up to 1 million people. Joining us is Julia Preston, national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Julia, welcome back.
Hi, John.
What do you make of this new rule, and is there more to come from the Obama administration in broadening the coalition here?
Well, this rule is actually a tweak, a small tweak that has a major impact on a bad tangle that exists in immigration law. The main people who are benefiting from this are American citizens who are, in by and large, they are people who are Americans who are married to illegal immigrants, people who are out of status. And what this does is just make it much easier for those illegal immigrants to gain legal status that they are really fully entitled to by virtue of their marriages or their relationships with Americans.
So how many more of these tweaks are there that are really a consequence of allowing the program to go unreformed, the immigration policy to go unreformed for decades now? You have situations that need to be addressed like this. How many more tweaks are these before we really have to get down to the nuts and bolts of seriously considering things like amnesty, paths to actual worker visas, these kinds of things?
Well, I think this is the last big administrative fix that the administration has on its agenda. And just so I can describe a little bit what it'll do is it just makes it easier for immigrants who have to go overseas to get their legal papers to be able to return quickly to be back with their families in the United States. And this is a tweak that the administration announced a year ago, and there's been a very complex rulemaking process that really reflects in many ways how hard it is and how limited it is what the administration can do without help from Congress. So the next big thing is going to be immigration reform in Congress on the Hill.
Any sense of momentum on the Hill based on the electoral results?
Well, you know, there was a tremendous sense of momentum in December, particularly and right after the election, when you had really a cast of Republicans who came out and reflected on this very high vote for the president from the Latino population, and reflected that the Republican Party's prospects for in a national race were dim if they didn't have a better showing among Latinos. Since this negotiation has gone on with the fiscal cliff and then the gun control issue has come up, these are additional items that are going to be on the agenda. But the president has reasserted just in recent days his focus on having a very ambitious immigration reform debate sometime next year. So I do think we are going to see that.
Will the president lead this, or will, like in healthcare, will he allow Congress to push it forward and he'll be on the sidelines?
Well, I think we've seen in general that the president understands now that he has to lead on these issues. There is some leadership both on the Republican side, especially in the Senate, and from the Democrats on this issue. So I think it's going to be a kind of a hybrid where the White House and the Senate are going to be working together. This will go to the Senate first. But this is going to be a very tough debate.
Julia Preston, national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.